Unidad 3.
Gossip.
Unidad 3, sesión A, actividad 11.
Chop. Shop. Which. Wish. Chatter. Shatter. Cherry. Sherry. Chaw. Shaw. Catch. Cash.
Shut the door. I've got some smashing gossip. Tell me. I need to catch up on the news. Sharon's going out with Charlie. Oh, she's a witch. I wish he was mine. Why? You like that French guy. Yes, but he's too short.
Unidad 3, sesión A, actividad 12.
Well, I'm from quite a big family by English standards. There are 5 kids, plus my mum and dad, although they're now divorced. It's funny because the family's nearly all girls. I've got 3 sisters and only 1 brother. He's the closest in age to me, and he's very spoilt, although he won't admit it. Okay, let me start from the top. My eldest sister is called Tina, and she's in her early 40s. She's married, but she hasn't got any children, just cats and her husband. He's lovely, very kind and funny. My next sister, Jane, is also married and has 2 children. Simon is my eldest nephew, and he's at university, so I don't see him very often. And Rachel, my niece, is studying to be a nursery nurse. My mum's middle child is Mary Rose, and she lives with her 3 children and lots of animals. Their house is near my mum's, which is nice for both of them. Mary Rose's children are also quite grown up. Her oldest son, Chris, has just had a baby boy, so she's a grandmother, and I'm a great aunt at the age of 31. She's got 2 other kids, Mark and Laura, who are 17 and 14, and are both studying. Well, my youngest niece is still at school. I love being an auntie. It's great fun without the responsibility. Then there's my brother, Clive. He's single at the moment, and he wants to be a musician, so the love of his life is his piano. Our mum is brilliant, still very young and quite fit. We all see her as often as we can, and we enjoy each other's company very much. We all live in more or less the same area of England, so we can get together a lot. In fact, Tina and Jane were next-door neighbours for a while, and Jane now lives around the corner from my boyfriend. We're what you'd call a close family.
Unidad 3, sesión A, actividad 18.
How did the Linda Longlegs story go, Frank?
It's a long story.
Why? What happened?
Well, I waited opposite her house for an hour. I wanted a shot of her and her boyfriend getting into the limo, but no luck.
So, what happened then?
Well, people started to get suspicious, so I hid behind a tree for a while, but she still didn't come out. Then I decided to climb the tree to get a better view.
What a professional you are, Frank.
Yeah, well, I was in the tree for an hour, but I never saw Linda. So, then I went to the house next door to Linda's and rented an upstairs bedroom for an hour. I paid the lady £500 for the room.
How many shots did you get, Frank?
Well, none. But by this time, I was determined to get something good, so I sat on the roof of Linda's house with a view of the front and the back.
Brilliant.
Not that brilliant. It was 3 o'clock. I was cold, hungry, and still had 5 new rolls of film. Then I had a flash of inspiration. I saw that the bedroom window was slightly open, and so I climbed in and hid under the bed.
Incredible! How much will you earn from the shots, Frank?
Well, the thing is, I fell asleep under the bed. It was 7 o'clock when I woke up, with a stiff neck and an unused camera. I got out of the house and decided to go home. I bought a newspaper on the way home. Guess what the headline was? Lovely Linda leaves for Love Nest. She wasn't even at home.
Oh, Frank.
Unidad 3. Sesión B. Actividad 15.
Who's the oldest in your family? Where is your family from? What does your brother do? How do you get on with your sister? Why did you fall out with your parents? Whose responsibility is it?
Unidad 3. Sesión B. Actividad 18.
Dad, where are my football boots?
Where you left them, I suppose.
I can't find them anywhere.
Here they are, behind the sofa.
They're not Andy's. They're mine. He takes size 5. These are a 7. These are on the TV.
Whose homework is this under the chair?
Not mine. I don't do French. It must be Andy's or James's.
Boys, is this French book yours?
Yes, Dad.
You can't both have the same book.
Well, it's Andy's, really. I've lost mine.
Unidad 3. Consolidación. Actividad 3.
1.
I'm really a bit of an in-between when it comes to the royal family. I don't like them or dislike them, but I think it's awful how the media treat them. So what if the younger royals get divorced? Lots of people do that nowadays, and nobody's perfect. The royal family bring a lot of tourism to Britain, which is very important to the economy. I think people should leave them alone to do their job.
2.
I'm very keen on the royal family, as were my parents and my grandparents. I think they're very important and help bring stability to the country. The nation earns a lot of money from foreign visitors because of the royal family, particularly the Queen. The media should spend more time showing the good things the royals do and less time criticizing them.
3. What a waste of money. The country needs new roads, schools and hospitals, and we spend a fortune on one family. It's ridiculous and old-fashioned. I think the media do a good job showing that the royal family are normal people and so should earn a normal salary. Their private lives aren't important, but the media should show how much they cost the country.
Unidad 3. Consolidación. Actividad 5.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this special report from the Oscar ceremony. Let's have a look who's here tonight. On one of the central tables, there's the multi-talented director, nominated for 7 Oscars for Schindler's List and 3 for Jurassic Park, Steven Spielberg. Next to him on the right is his mother. And he's accompanied by his lovely wife sitting on the left. She's opposite Bruce Springsteen, nominated for Best Song from the film Philadelphia. Next to him, and opposite Spielberg, is Tom Hanks, who played the main character in the film. And next to Tom is the young Spanish actor Antonio Banderas, who played an excellent supporting role. A night of triumph for Spain with the film Belle Époque. There's Jorge Sanz sitting behind Spielberg. He's opposite a smiling Fernando Trueba, who's next to Marie Carmen Ramirez. Fernando's wife is sitting next to Jorge and looking very proud of her husband.